purchasing.
Tackle purchasing, I guess, is fine with me. Miss Linda and Wayne, you might as well come up with her and have you a seat. What's new with purchasing?
We are looking at a copier for the Missouri Extension Center.
Oh, I can get both of them.
The pricing that I have on here is all state bids.
Okay.
I've got the brand name of the machines. The next column is the pages per minute. Each company was given the same options to price, so all options are the same. And then we've got, in the last column, the total cost along with the service agreement, which is the price per copy. It's a black and white machine, so there is no color cost. The American Business Systems did offer two options. They could give a 40 page per minute, and then it was at $399 for a 50 page per minute. I have reviewed with Wayne the options, and he is actually leaning towards number one, copy products, versus number two. Now, another thing I would like to mention is that Wayne did say that they could pull $2,000 from their budget to apply to the copier. Okay. Is that still correct, Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pulled our board, and we just got the last one in this morning, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So that will be, now will that, as we have in other circumstances, does this, do you have equipment purchase in your, because we pulled it from so many budgets.
He does not have it. He's going to pull off a different line item.
You're going to pull it off of $2,000 and then we would have to amend this budget.
We have to come out of the equipment line item that we have, which
right.
is already beat up. Only in April. I mean, we're not going to meet April yet.
Right.
Now, just for clarification, the total cost, or the initial cost. Make sure I understand your spreadsheet, Linda. Is $6,010 for the copier, and then our service agreement is the lower rate. So based off of usage is what our.
Yeah, but we pay the contract.
Okay.
Out of our budget too.
So why, Wayne? Can I ask? You're more in favor in the top one?
Oh, it's a pretty flimsy reason. I'm just a lot more familiar with Minolta than I am with the
Casera.
Yeah.
Well, that,
and
that,
Linda said that there's quite a few of those machines here that have been working pretty well as opposed to.
Well, the other one, the Kyocera, we just placed one of those in the public admin office, and I haven't had any complaints. As a matter of fact, I walked over and checked on them the other day, and they're really enjoying the machine. So, but we, you know, copy products, a lot of the older machines that we have here, they did come from there. The one that's in my office that had been passed down from the commission office and, like, the old auditors, they came from copy products. The old machine that Wayne has in his office, when I walked over and looked at it, came from the bottom, American Business Systems.
So, explain the service agreement. We pay that amount on each copy?
Yes.
Well, you do after there's normally a...
There's an initial monthly thing that they do.
It's
which
like
is,
$25 or something.
Right, right. And which really, if you divide out the price by that $25, this service agreement, that's what it is.
But basically...
But they just do a set one like that. It's like 5,000 copies for $25. Therefore, if you are under that, it's only your $25 monthly fee. If you go over that, then you're at your price per copy.
And they all include toner, too, right?
That's correct. Everything is included except for staples and paper.
So just wait me a wild guess. In a year's time, what savings would be on that half a cent? Would there be much savings?
What happens to half a cent? What's your usage you're projecting?
I guess on average it's 10,000 copies a month.
So 120,000 copies, 1, 2, 3, times 0.0045 equals,
that's $540 on the top one.
Claire, 120,000 times 0.005,
$660 a year savings. Which puts them cheaper.
Yeah, because it's only a $23 difference between.
Right. So it's $60 savings in the contract. So I can, I'm good with that. Do we copy products? That vendor has other obligations here in the county?
Yes, sir. They're still servicing machines here as well, and I've never had any complaints.
I move that we accept the recommendations of Wayne and Linda and award the copier to copy products for the price of $6,010, knowing that $2,000 will come out of a line item that Wayne is going to designate to us.
Second.
Questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
How do you want to work that with that $2,000? Just cut you guys a check and...
No, just tell us what line item.
Yeah, if you can just get with me and let me know which line item, okay. I will put that in.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sound good?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That wasn't
okay,
as hard
did you
as
have
you
anything
thought.
Else, Linda?
Nope, that
that's it?
For today.
Okay.
Wasn't as hard as you thought, was it, Wayne?
No.
I could see that look of in your eye.
Just as a
threw you off guard.
See you guys. You're good. We probably need to get with Rick Finley and talk about the equipment line item. We're about maxed it out already.
Well, I looked at. I had Rick send that to me, and I didn't remember it was that bad.
We only had what $30,000 in that line item, right? Or is it?
Yeah.
Am I looking at the wrong line item?
No, I think you're right. I was thinking 25 or something, but I think he showed me we've only spent like $5,000.
Okay, maybe I'm looking at the wrong line item then.
Yeah, I could be remembering it.
I'll get with Rick because I thought we were ready at 19. I had two things that we hadn't put on it yet. Because Sheriff Russell had a computer they had to buy for Maggie. Her machine failed.
You mentioned in our meetings, Jim, that we were.
Yeah, you said that, and that's why I called Rick and asked him to look.
Okay,
maybe I'm looking at the wrong line item then.
I don't know.
Let me ask him. I'll send
a question. Go ahead. Okay, now who we got next?
Anything you want?
Approved seminars for human resources. What's that about?
Okay, what I've got is an email from Dixie. She is going to, she is requesting to go to a seminar in Lake of the Ozarks.
Yes.
And the request is, let me get my email real fast, I apologize.
I've received that also.
I did.
Called her and visited with her. I'm good with it.
And the difference is if we can approve the hotel night, the expenditures, then she doesn't have to drive us nearly as much, and she can go to two versus one because there's two different ones. So can we just safely say we approve the – I move that we approve the HR's department expenditures for training at Lake of the Ozarks as presented to us.
I second that.
Okay.
That's for like April 16th or 17th
something like
or something.
I apologize.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Hey, Rick,
come on up the mic if you would.
Real quick question. Equipment line item. What a line item should departments be going to use if, like, the sheriff got with me and Maggie's machine was inadequate for some of the jobs, and so he got her a new computer for like $600. What line item does that come out of in our budget?
If he doesn't have any equipment money left in his,
right.
We did have the equipment. I think we put it in 114. I have to go look to find you the rest of the numbers
but,
there.
Yeah,
I'll go get those for you.
We stripped his equipment line item to zero when it came to office equipment.
And so I'll go get you that number then.
Okay. You looked it up for me.
Yeah.
Last week.
You can just email it to us, and that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just email it to y'all then.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
That all you need?
That's it.
That's simple.
That's easy.
All right. Your turn, Nikki.
Thank you. Nuisance cases.
Yes, ma'am.
You had me put it back on there.
Yeah, I don't
know. Because Mr. and Mrs. Wilkerson. They received a letter. Mm-hmm. We're going to send it over to the prosecuting attorney's office. Mm-hmm. The gentleman came in wanting to speak with you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a hold of him?
Mm-hmm. I'm confused because the letter, and that may be what you got next, is from the health department, said they didn't see a problem or they couldn't find the address or something.
On one of because they have two locations, which are like right next to each other.
Right.
One of them had no trash and was well groomed. The other was in process of hauling off for scrap metal.
They talked to the people evidently. Had to.
So do we make a motion then to...
To close that? That's what I was asking because I have...
Are you prepared for that?
No.
Okay.
Because... Dan's got pictures that were just a week or two ago, a very short time ago, right?
I don't know of any pictures.
You
asked me to send this letter, second letter on each of them, and I did.
Right.
Then he came in to talk to you about it, and I believe you were at a meeting, and I gave you the message, and you were going to call him back. In the meantime, we got certification of several nuisances from the health department.
Right. Well, I'd like to leave it open because I think Dan's been out there in the last couple of weeks. And
do you want to table it for a week?
Do we need? Is there any action required?
No.
It's process has started, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The next step is to send it to the prosecuting attorney, and that's why we put nuisance cases on it today.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
I would make a motion then to table the two Wilkerson nuisance cases.
Can you give me location instead of just names?
204 Blue Ridge Drive and 186 Shelton Drive. They're kind of on a corner. One's this way, one's this way.
Those are the ones we approved sending it on to the prosecutor about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Chuck, just me and you were here. It's when Jim was gone.
This was to send the second letter back to them.
Yeah, okay.
Which was sent, and that's what triggered him to come to the office.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to put a time frame on tabling? Table definitely?
Yeah. That's my motion.
Second.
Aye.
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 Yeah. Tabled. Thank you.
Email?
Yeah,
I got it.
I
was going to look at them. I was going to pull it up right now.
Okay. You're going to pull the line?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up. I just haven't pulled it up yet.
Okay. I have, I'm a little confused why I got them, but I've got, I guess Friday, three letters altogether from the health department.
Okay.
And one of them is 177 Key Cove Lane. And... Or maybe it's 157. It's 157. It's next to 177. And I went out and took pictures, and I think Dan has put those in. Anyway, I'll make a motion to
So this is an active nuisance case we have. Health department went out there.
Actually, there's two of them that we've been out to. The other one was 557 O Highway.
I wanted to ask a question about that. Do they have when you say you got this letter, does that mean we initiated it, or do they have an inspector that sends us a letter when they run onto something?
Well, that's why I mentioned the word confusion. I don't know.
Okay.
But the letter says, I'm not confused anymore. The letter went to the people at the place, so they're just copying us. So the question is, two of these that we got a call as well and took pictures. I don't think we did on the third one. So do we want to just leave these alone, or do we want to go ahead since they've sent us a letter and send one ourselves?
I think that process there with that, people got that same letter with the same form?
It looks like it.
Everything? Well, here's what I'm thinking. That has an official look to it that will probably get their attention more, and I would like
I agree with that.
You know, take action. That's the health department involved, and that's got more pull behind it than the county.
So I would suggest that you find us a file for cases that the health department has filed, that we hang on to those letters. And my thought there is there's been some cases that they've, anyway, I've got a good reason.
So that we just hang on to those letters.
You got the number. And then I asked you about 130 Bittersweet Lane.
Mm-hmm.
There is no file on it.
Right.
And you indicated early last week that you were going to send a letter, but there needs to be a motion made to send a letter.
Well, we made a motion, and I had the pictures. We looked at the pictures, right. So I just got to find you the pictures, and you can make a vow. Action's already been voted on.
Yeah, I believe I remember that address. We voted on.
That was off of 86 Highway, out close to Long Creek. So I just need to get you the pictures and make a file and send a letter. Is that right?
Yeah, and what do we do about the cases like the one on M Highway where we have a person that says they're cleaning it up or moving it and have actually pulled a trailer full of stuff out closer to the road but never have moved it?
That's one, am I not right, of the three that you were to take over to the prosecutor? Have we got that far yet? So the prosecutor's got them.
Okay.
And we just need to kind of keep that in the back of our mind to see how they're acting. Because we've had a couple of calls on the one you're talking about.
Right. I mean, whenever they tell us.
It's been going on for 3 or 4 years.
They tell us that they're going to move it. They move it, all right. They move it out to the edge of the road like it's going to be pulled out. It's on trailers. So,
right.
And then it's not been anything done.
It's been a nuisance for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next.
This week's agenda, I just want you to review it. Make sure you don't want any changes made.
Okay.
I like this. Is it our turn for payroll? For those listening, I guess, out there in that.
One item that you may want to include, Tuesday, March 30th, there is an Underage Drinking Prevention Coalition meeting at Town Hall in Branson.
What time?
7.
7 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you like me to post that on there?
I won't be able to attend, so it's up to Danny and Chuck.
You could post it if we, that's Tuesday at what time?
7.
I won't be able to make it, so there's no need to post it.
Chuck can go.
I'll try to go. Branson Town Hall.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Looks good to me. Otherwise,
looks fine.
Has anybody checked with the chairman of the soil and, well, I don't guess she is chairman now, but Catherine on that soil and water deal, I see her this deal, and that reminded me. Anybody checked with her health wise and everything? She wasn't at the Lincoln Days or nothing, and I was concerned about maybe somebody ought to check on or send a card or something.
I sent her a card, but it's been 3 or 4 weeks ago, I bet. I haven't heard any report how she's doing. I think she's taking treatment, not positive.
I'd like to send her a card from the commission will pay for it, but I'd like to send a card. From
be
the commission.
Fine.
Great.
Go for it.
Nikki, can you arrange that and let us sign it? And
I had something else.
Did you guys discuss the training for Dixie?
Yes, we approved it all.
Well,
you did?
Yep.
Okay.
I just want to remind you of the 3 o'clock today, the DevNet. That's another... that's a company that does a lot of work with different counties within the state as assessor software. This is the last one that had approached me at our MAC CCAN meeting. That's who's at 3 o'clock. They're going to be making presentation to us on their application at 3 o'clock like the other three have in the past. So that's what the 3 o'clock is. What, I think we're just listening. So,
what's the 2 o'clock animal control?
That is the meeting that you want to set up because of the fencing in some of the kennels?
No, we already unless they requested it, my request was to check on the contract, and I talked to Rick has already wrote a check for that total amount, so there's not any, unless Mr. Berry was going to set up for that.
I believe it was just discussion.
Okay. Didn't Jim Berry just send us an email recently about the expenditures? What is a capital improvement and all that? Did we get an email about that or not? Am I dreaming?
He was gone for quite a little while there for a couple of weeks on vacation, and this was brought up during that time, and I asked Nikki to actually, we were going to look at the contract because and ask Rick if, and we have already sent that total amount of that contract to them, so it had to be an amendment to the contract.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
The contract list specifically.
Did you bring that up initially, Danny, or where'd that subject come from?
The fence, the gates that I told you the dogs had tore up.
But where did you get the information? Where did it start?
Stephanie called and said, Mr. Dad actually said that they thought we were responsible for it.
Can I call Stephanie between now and then and see if there's an issue? I was needing to visit with her on another issue.
Yeah, that didn't make any difference.
Okay, I'll give her a call and see if there's any issue out there.
So,
or what it is.
Yeah.
And we can still talk about it at 2 o'clock if there is. I don't think it's our responsibility.
I think we go with the contract until the contract's completed, and then there would be anything.
Internal things were supposed to be their responsibility, and life, from my understanding. Yep. Well, we can talk about it too, but I'll call Stephanie.
So are you still requesting that Mr. Berry come over here, or is this just a conversation that you guys want to have?
Oh, have you called and asked him to be here?
I included him in it because he's...
Who?
Oh,
he
so
oversees animal control.
So you've already contacted
that
him?
That was like 3 weeks ago when I set the meeting up.
And he approved, and he said he'd be here then?
He responded to it. I mean, I can tell him, whatever you guys would like me to tell him.
I would just...
If you don't need him here.
My suggestion is go ahead and call Jim. If he's got something to discuss, come on. But just tell him that the issues that we had are now resolved. And unless he has something he wants to share with us, we can just cancel the meeting. That's my suggestion.
Yeah,
I go for that. Before you call, Nick, let me see if I can get Stephanie if there is something.
Then,
and then if not, then we'll make that
phone
call.
I'm here no matter what. So
yeah,
looks great. Wonderful.
One issue. And I hope Jillian's listening, is we had agreed before we talked to Bob, I guess we need Jillian down here, don't we? Was the way we did the agenda today. And I thought I understood that we would do it like she's got it here so that we don't have to wait certain times. And she put in recess there, and I don't know that we agreed on that, she and I did. But I don't know that we even need to do that if we would just post it out like we've done here, and then we're flexible to move around.
And that's fine. We don't need to post recess in there, Nikki. But my thing is, can we just do this only on Mondays? Because Monday seems like we're here the longest, and let's not change the agendas how we do it the rest of the week. Let's experiment with Monday first, if that's all right with you guys.
That's fine with me.
Do you want to do it all throughout the day? Or are you just talking?
This is your morning and afternoon. How's that?
Yeah.
So go through like this, and then we know what's going to be out.
And then do 1 o'clock, and then...
Do another group like that at 1.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you have, like, DevNet or Jim Berry or somebody that's coming
right.
to be here at a certain time, I think we need to leave those times in there.
I agree.
But when we're talking to all the people that are here in the courthouse, the sewer, Brenda, or all these things, they're within the 3-minute walk.
Yeah, let's just leave it there like this, where it's...
Which is mainly going to be
Monday morning, and sometimes Wednesday morning.
But if we've got two or three and the people are... The folks that we need to have here are here at the courthouse, don't put a time.
Unless they're saying that I can only, if, like Brenda said, I can only meet at a certain time, then, you know, all that. But.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Good. I think it works pretty good. I mean, just like you were going to come back at 11:30, but we were done at 11:20. So there's 10 minutes. We can go ahead and start with what you had. I think it works pretty good. All right. Well, we need to go into executive and visit with Robert.
Can we
give it a couple minute break?
I gave up my break last time. So.
We need a 2-minute break, and we'll see if Jillian's available.
Sounds good.